Hello, podcasters. And yes, you're right. It is Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith. Yes, it has come out. I have seen it twice now. I saw it once on opening day, though not at the midnight showing. I'm not that crazy. And I also saw it yesterday, Saturday evening. And man, that show is just awesome. Awesome. It's just full of awesomeness. If you haven't seen it yet, I don't want to give anything away, because, oh my god, you'll hate me, and you'll come to my house and kill me for giving away all the awesome stuff about Star Wars. Oh god, the show, the movies has done a lot with CG now, so a lot of the scenes you can tell, sort of, if you got a keen eye, you can see that they've made the background completely CG, and that the two characters are standing on a blue screen. And I guess that's only due to the fact that technology is still limited in CG, because, you know, they haven't been able to fluidly, you know, put the characters into this, you know, the actual CG background without having a little bit of me going on in there. But geez, I just want to say the end of the movie, if you're a Star Wars fan, you'll notice all this stuff. You'll go, oh, I know that and that and that. Oh. They just, the way he fluidly, you know, seamlessly ran it into the last three episodes, the last three movies, just, oh, it was great. It was great. Oh, jeez, and the battle scenes. The opening scene is one of my favorites. It's actually kind of a sad movie, if you haven't heard. Oh, I didn't cry, but I've known several people who did. And, wow. That movie was just, oh jeez. I wish I had someone here with me to talk about the movie, but no one else in my family's seen it. And all my friends are probably asleep right now, because it's, well, maybe. It's 11:19 in the morning on Sunday, May 22nd, 2005. So today, you know, I just covered Star Wars. The one thing I really wanted to talk about a lot was Adam Curry. Now, many of you podcasters out there might know Adam Curry as, you know, the creator of the podcast. The god of podcasting, who brings all of us into his wings and protects us against evil media and money-grabbing psychos. Actually, I'm worried about him, honestly. If you're really into podcasting and you like doing your podcast, then Adam Curry is talking about some crazy stuff. It's like probably when Hitler was first doing his, you know, whole governmental campaign thing. Yeah, kill the Jews, guys. That's what we're going to do here. We're going to kill the Jews. That's like Adam Curry. It's like that. Adam Curry is taking something psychotic and trying to advertise it. At least that's what I think he's doing. Because he's going into some crazy, crazy stuff. The main thing I'm worried about here is money. I'm 17. I live with my parents. I haven't even gotten out of high school yet. I don't need to worry about money. That and the most I have spent on podcasting right now, the most I have spent ever, is $20 on the microphone I'm wearing right now. I got Audacity for free. And because I don't have a Mac, I can't get Megaseg or any of those spiffy programs Adam Curry uses. And of course, Cast Blaster isn't out yet. So for, I guess, true public downloading, so I can't get that yet either. So I'm here with Audacity, and Adam Curry. I kind of almost quit listening to his show, because it's just he's kind of departing from his formula that he used to have anyway. I mean, his show, he used to talk about podcasting, like, and he still does talk about podcasting, but he's throwing in a lot more promos and he's advertising to people. And it bothers me. It just bothers me that Adam Curry is beginning to have that advertisement-type personality going. Like, he's beginning... I remember a few shows, I guess a few Daily Source Codes ago. Oh, maybe Metamorphia. Maybe a couple weeks. But anyway, a little bit ago, Adam Curry actually announced his first ever paid commercial. A commercial someone paid him to put on his show. Now, Adam Curry has always talked about, you know, trying to make a buck off podcasting. And I don't really care. I mean, I'm not in it for any money. I'm in it because, well, I want to talk, and there might be people out there that want to listen. But now he's getting into this commercialism area, and I'm not happy with him. Not very happy with him at all, because he is taking what podcasting was created for and turning it into radio. I mean, just recently he had Sirius Radio. Now people have to pay on Sirius Radio to listen to Adam Curry and other people do their podcasting stuff. I don't know who's getting the money for this. I guess Adam Curry might get a bit. But it's just, he's getting into commercialism. One thing he did talk about that scared the jeepers out of me was licensing for podcasting. Podcasting where you must get a license if you want to do your podcast. At least that's what I'm thinking of. If I'm wrong, please email me. My email is wayofthesword@gmail.com. Because Adam Curry is just not impressing me right now. He's becoming an advertising mogul, and it's scaring me. Now, if he keeps going this direction, I might even have to quit listening to him altogether. Because if he's going to start preaching the beauty of money in podcasting, I honestly don't think if I can follow his what used to be a wonderful example for podcasters. Now I don't even know. I listen to a bunch of different podcasts now, but most of them are not hugely popular podcasts. One I do listen to, I don't know if it's popular or not, Bikescape. Great podcast. Great podcast. If you guys like listening to this guy and his friends talk about how cars are going away soon and the future will be pedal-powered, then it's a great show for you. I mean, he's not like some crazy psychotic activist, but he's definitely doing a great show. And he's not being commercialized. I love that show. Adam Curry's commercializing. It just annoys me. Another show I really love now, it's my favorite show actually, is Kobe Beef with Terrence Young. He lives in Kobe, Japan, and he just does a great podcast. He does these things he calls sound sampos, like a sound walk or something, where he takes a walk and he has his microphone and everything. Adam Curry does that too, like a sound scene tour, but Terrence, he goes all kinds of cool places. Like in his first real sound sampo, he went to a Shinto shrine, and prayed to the Shinto gods there, and he also went, in his latest sound sampo, he went to the Kobe Festival, and that was pretty cool. The one thing I didn't like about that podcast is he just kind of, you know, just sound sampoed for about an hour, I guess. And he didn't really have any fluid changes in the sound sampo. Like, he did that just walking around the festival for an hour kind of deal. And he saw and talked about some cool stuff. But I really liked in his first one how he had little segments. And he'd have one segment and then talk about what he did there. And then he'd introduce another segment, like in his first one, he introduced a segment where he went into a store and talked about the cool toilets that the Japanese have. You'll have to listen to it, I'm not going to tell you, because it's... anyway. and then he'd go into his Nihongo time, where he teaches the listeners how to say a phrase or a word in Japanese. He's done some interesting words. He doesn't really do very standard phrases that most Japanese would use, but I think they're kind of funny. Some of them are kind of weird, but one of them was the last one he did. That was weird. But anyway, so kobebeef.blogspot.com is where you can find Terrence's podcast. Yeah. So God, my next segment, I guess. I don't really plan these things out. Probably should, because, you know, I'm sitting here thinking about what I should do, and I guess I'll talk about the end of school and my summer, because I guess my summer kind of impacts your guys' summer if you listen to my podcast. During summer, I will be gone a very, very long time. I will be leaving in the first week in June to go to a book exposition type deal in New York because I love books. And then I'll be back for maybe a week and I'll do a podcast about that. Oh, so I guess I won't be gone that long. And then I'll be gone for, I guess, 2 or 3 weeks on vacation, going several places. And I'll get back around early July, sometime early July, and I'll be able to do some podcasts. I don't think I'm going to do that many, honestly, during my free time, because, well, what do I have to talk about? Without content, I've got no show. So, and then I'll start marching band, and I have 2 weeks of marching band starting on July 18th. And I'm going to see if I can get some recordings. I need to do some recordings for marching band, and you guys can meet all my wonderful friends in my favorite section of all time, marching band, the pit. My friend Zach is in the pit, but he hates me because I like the pit, and no one else likes the pit. Our band hates the pit. They hate us because they think we do nothing. But, something different, just in my opinion, is that they march. Like, the pit doesn't march. We stand in front of the field and play on the big marimbas and keyboards and timpani and stuff, the big drums that, you know, you can't really march. And the band yells at us for that because, you know, we just have to stand there and they get to, you know, march around. But, you know, honestly, walking, I would rather walk around than stand in one place for 2 hours, 2.5 hours. Because that's how long practice is usually during band, 2.5 hours. So we generally stand there for about 2.5 hours. Sometimes they get breaks for everyone where we get to sit down. But at least the band gets their feet moving. I mean, sometimes they have to stay in set where they just stand there too. But they get to walk around and move around. We don't really get to move around that much. And then the one thing that I've always preached that the band doesn't really get yet is the pit stuff. We have lots of big instruments that we have to haul around. And the band doesn't really get it that we have to haul them out every day and then haul them back. And, well, you know, the band, they're very gracious to us, and Mr. King enlists, a different section every practice to help us out. And I really like that, but still, we're hauling out all this stuff every afternoon. And the one thing about it is Mr. King doesn't really care if we're there on time or not, a majority of the time, because, you know, we can be 5-10 minutes late, and it's okay, because, you know, we have to haul that stuff around. And then, like last year, in last season, my job was pretty much pull the big stuff. We had a cart, a big six-wheeled cart. Then it had the timpani and our thing from outer space, like accessory stand, and some other instruments. I'm trying to remember what else. Like temple blocks and other stuff. And I had to haul the cart out every day. And then on my sidekick, Mikey, would haul it back in. Oh, man. Mikey's marching bass this year, so I won't have any help. So I'll just have to haul it out and back in every day. But I'm okay with that. I like the pit. Of course, all my friends think I'm insane. They hate the pit because they're all marchers. But, you know, I tried marching. I tried it. I tried out for bass last year and didn't make it and got put in the pit. And I'm okay with the pit, so whatever. Take what's coming to me. I want to pose a question to you guys. I'm sure all of you have had those friends that are just, you know, kind of woo over the top or maybe a bit obsessed with something or another. Well, there's this girl I know, right? And her name's Nicole. I hope she doesn't listen to this because I doubt she will. She doesn't like me very much anyway. But Nicole, there's a senior, he's a friend of mine, kind of a new friend, but his name's Alex, and Nicole just seemed to be attached to him like super glue, like super glue attaches to the hair on your skin, you know, like every time she, you know, pulls away from him, she's like crying or hurt or something. And I've never really understood why, because I tried to get her to kind of pull away from Alex, to, you know, explain to him what her problem was or what her obsession was, and then, you know, get rid of it. And it's always bugged me that she hasn't gotten rid of him, or hasn't gotten him out of her head. And, you know, we've kind of developed this kind of mutual, I don't know, hate, kind of dislike. You know, we're kind of like, how's it going? Oh, I'm going. Okay, how's it going? Okay, see you later, bye. I just wanted to get, ask you guys, do you know anyone like that? Do you know anyone that just hangs on, even at, you know, this guy, Alex, didn't really like her that much. You know, he's told her that before, but my God, she's like the plague. She never gives up. Until, you know, someone dies, or two-thirds of Europe dies, you know, whatever. Or, but just, oh, it just bugs me that, you know, you try to explain to someone that, you know, that this isn't going to work out, and they're still pushing on, and going, and it still didn't work out, and, you know, even after you told them it wasn't going to work out, and, I just want to get that out of my system. I have exams next week, guys, so, maybe a podcast on Saturday, although I might be doing my Eagle Project on Saturday. I've actually gotten a lot of my Eagle Project done. I built, it's a kiosk type deal, and it's got, I'll put a picture up on my blog if you really want to look at it, but I got a lot of it done. I just need to put the roof on and some other items, and then I think we'll be good. We just have to paint it to install it. Dear God, I don't know where to put it in. My dad wants to put it in. I don't know where to put it in. And the dog park people don't have a meeting until the 15th of June, so I can't talk to them. Only through email. So, we'll see how that goes. I honestly don't think I'll be able to put it in on Saturday. Just because that's insane. My dad's pushing. He wants to get it out of the driveway and out of the beating up sun and rain and whatnot. But we'll see. So, maybe a podcast on Saturday. Maybe not. Maybe some sound scene tours of my scout project. I'm hoping that maybe I can get it installed. I think that's stupid. It's stupid to try and install it next weekend, because we don't know where to put it. And, yeah. They don't have a fence. We were supposed to put it outside the fence. Where does the fence go? I don't know. I've been there several times, and they've started clearing out all the rubble and stuff, you know, since they removed the trees. But just, there hasn't much been going on since then. And, no fence yet. And if there's not a fence on Saturday, I don't know if I'm going to be able to put it in or not. I don't want to. Honestly, I'll just put a tarp over it and, you know, do that. But my dad's probably right. It'll probably, you know, the integrity will be lost if we keep leaving it out there. So we can't let the wood get too soaked and beat up yet, anyway. So, wow, this podcast went by really fast. Faster than I thought it would, actually. I've emailed Terrence some, and maybe if he feels like it, he'll make a promo for me to play. Unless you guys want to listen to his podcast. He's got a really cool podcast. You should listen to him. He talks about all kinds of cool stuff. Like, he talks about, in the last one he did on the 20th of May, he talked about all these strange gaijin, they're like, I don't know, problems, like psychological problems. They were like scientific names for them. I'm not really sure. But they were all, like, problems that gaijins experience over in Japan. In case you guys don't know, gaijin means foreigner. I don't know what to... How should I end this podcast? How should I end it? I'm going to pause it for a second here. So, guys, my exam's next week. Busy summer. I'll see you intermittently, or I guess talk to you intermittently throughout the summer. So please feel free to drop me an email at wayofthesword@gmail.com. Feel free. And stop by the blog at Tradewind Radio 1. That's a number 1, not the word 1. At blogspot.com. Because I screwed up my last blog. Yeah, I tried to put a counter in to see how many people came to the website, and I screwed it up. So I decided I'd put a new blog in. And there we go. Trade One Radio 1. That is number 1, not the word 1. So, until next time, may the Force be with you.